protests met President Bush today in Australia's capital, both inside and outside of Parliament. The President was there to address legislators following a meeting with Prime Minister John Howard, but twice the President's speech was interrupted by two Green Party senators opposed to the U.S.-led war in Iraq. Australia was the last stop of a presidential trip to the Pacific Rim that was dominated by security issues. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
President Bush went to Asia to attend the annual Pacific Rim Economics Summit, but he broadened his itinerary to include stops in Japan, the Philippines, Singapore, Indonesia, and Australia, thanking each government for its support in Iraq and in the campaign against terrorism. But the some 5,000 protesters gathered outside the Australian Parliament for the president's arrival had a few comments for Mr. Bush. They carried signs saying things like Osama bin Bush. They had a papier-mâché caricature of the president, holding the leash of a papier-mâché dog with the head of Prime Minister Howard. Carmen Lawrence, a senator with the opposition Labour Party, was among the protesters. She castigated President Bush for his actions in Iraq.
Your contempt, Mr. Bush, for the rule of law and your abandonment of the pursuit of justice, preferring brute force, is a betrayal of the best that is American. There were other ways, Mr. Bush. You refused them, Mr. Bush. You chose death over life. And for that, we condemn you.
Australia was one of the first nations to contribute troops to the war in Iraq, despite great controversy here over whether the war was necessary. In his address to Parliament, President Bush expressed his appreciation.
In times of trouble and danger, Australians are the first to step forward, to accept the hard duties, and to fight bravely until the fighting is done.
President Bush noted Australia's sacrifices in Iraq and in all of the other wars in which Australians and Americans have fought side by side. President Bush went to Canberra directly from Bali, where a terrorist bombing last October killed some 200 people. Most of them were Australians. In Parliament, President Bush pledged continuing cooperation with Australia to see that it doesn't happen again.
Your nation and mine have known the shock and felt the sorrow and laid the dead to rest. And we refuse to live our lives at the mercy of murderers.
41 Labour Party members of Parliament prepared a letter for President Bush protesting his decision to go to war in Iraq. They say there was no evidence of a clear and present danger that justified the use of force. On the floor of Parliament, President Bush tried to justify his decision.
Collective security requires more than solemn discussions and sternly worded pronouncements. It requires collective will. The resolutions of the world are to be more than ink on paper. They must be enforced.
Twice, two Australian senators interrupted the president's remarks, taking exception to his Iraq policy. First, the sergeant-at-arms ejected Senator Bob Graham from his seat. Towards the end of the president's speech, Senator Kerry Nettle also was asked to leave.
We must know firsthand.
Senator Nettle will resume her seat. Sergeant will resume Senator Nettle. Senator Nettle will resume her seat. The President has the call. Sergeant will remove Senator Nettle.
I love free speech.
After his address to Parliament, President Bush joined Prime Minister Howard at his lodge for an outdoor lunch. Once again, protesters gathered nearby. From Australia, the president now heads for friendlier territory. His final stop on this trip is Hawaii. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Canberra, Australia.